We saw a lot of Q&A this past week during the Republican debates, but let's be honest, sometimes politicians are not so great at giving a straight answer. If you are craving a question and answer session where there is no room for obfuscation, we bring you The Puzzle. The man with all the right answers joins us now, Will Shortz. He's the puzzle editor of The New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master. Hey there, Will.
Good morning, Rachel.
Remind us of last week's challenge, please.
Yes, it came from listener Joe Krozel of Crèvecoeur, Missouri, and it involved spoonerism, like light rain to right lane. I said, name two animals, exchange their initial consonant sounds, and the result, in two words, will be the name of a third animal. What animal is it? Well, the first two animals were bunny and hare, and you spoonerize that, you get honey bear.
Okay, so this was really hard. This puzzle generated just over 70 correct answers. This week's winner is Mary Sabatini of Tucson, Arizona. Hey, Mary, congratulations.
Thank you.
So really congratulations, because this one was so tough. How'd you figure it out?
Well, I tried to think of an animal that had a double name, and I thought of a few birds and so on, but I couldn't come up with any of those, and so I said, well, there are lots of different kinds of bears, and I started with grizzly bear, and that didn't work, and brown bear, and so forth, and finally I said honey bear, and yeah, that's it, bunny and hare.
Well done. So do you do a lot of puzzles in your life?
Oh, I'm a hardcore addict.
And besides puzzling, what occupies you in Tucson?
Well, I'm very active with the Tucson Organic Gardeners, and I enjoy car-free living here in Tucson.
Car-free living. Yes. I've been to Tucson many times. It is not an easy place to live car-free.
Well, if you choose your location carefully, it is. Yeah.
Good for you. So you're a woman who appreciates a nice walk.
Oh, yes. A walk is never wasted.
Okay, so Mary, do you happen to have a question for Will Shortz?
Yes. I was wondering, Will, do you have a favorite cryptic puzzle constructor? Mine is Richard Maltby.
It's hard to say. I like, in the New York Times, I publish cryptics by Emily Cox and Henry Rathbone, I just think are great. And
right.
Richard Silvestri, don't know if you know him. He does slightly harder cryptics that are still straightforward.
This is the part of the puzzle where I feel left out as someone who's not a big cryptic puzzler, but I'm glad you two could connect on this issue. All right, Mary, with that, are you ready to play this week's puzzle?
Yes.
She's convinced. Well, let's do it.
All right, Mary and Rachel, I'm going to give you some words. For each one, think of another word starting with the same two letters as mine that can follow mine to complete a familiar compound word. For example, if I said bear, B-A-R-E, you would say back to make bareback, and both bear and back start with B-A.
All right, let's give it a go.
Number one is cat, C-A-T. And it's something that might be yelled derisively.
Cat call,
is it? Number two is corn, C-O-R-N.
Corn cob.
Good. Nice. Fist, F-I-S-T.
F-I-S-T. Fist.
You seem like a nice person, so this is not something that you would get involved with.
Oh, fight. This fight.
Fist fight is right. Hitch, H-I-T-C-H.
Hitchhike.
Hot, H-O-T.
House, hot.
That's
house.
It, hot house. Land, L-A-N-D. Hey Mary, do you own your place or do you rent?
I own.
Okay. Well, if you rented, this is something you might have.
Except isn't it supposed to start with L-A?
Yes.
Landlady.
Oh, landlady. Oh, I'm so sexist.
How about lime? L-I-M-E.
Light. Limelight.
That's it. Marsh. M-A-R-S-H.
Marshmallow.
Rum, R-U-M.
Rum runner.
Mary!
Mary, I knew you would be great.
That was amazing. You got almost every single one of those right. You did an excellent job. And for playing the puzzle today, you get a weekend edition lapel pin and puzzle books and games. You can read all about your prizes at npr.org/puzzle. And before we let you go, Mary, where do you hear us? What's your public radio station?
KUAZ FM.
KUAZ in Tucson.
In Tucson.
Mary Sabatini of Tucson, Arizona. Thanks so much for playing, Mary.
Thank you.
Okay, Will, what's up for next week?
Yes, name part of a car. Drop the fifth letter. Now reverse the order of the last three letters. And the result, reading from left to right, will name a major American city. What is it? So again, part of a car, drop the fifth letter, reverse the order of the last three letters, and the result, reading from left to right, will name a major American city. What city is it?
When you've got the answer, go to npr.org/puzzle, click on that Submit Your Answer link. Just one entry per person, please. And our deadline for those entries is Thursday, August 13th at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Don't forget to put your phone number in there so that we can reach you at about that time. And if you're the winner, we'll give you a call and you get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's puzzle master, Will Shortz. Thanks so much, Will.
Thank you, Rachel.